Was so beautiful. Thank you. Let's give it up again. Fantastic. Ah, wow. So true. There's only love. Wow. Only love, which makes this the best day ever, right? Ugh. Only love. So when we step into that, reminding ourselves and remembering that there's only love, then everything that unfolds is perfect. Regardless of what's happening in our life or the lives around, we can always go inside and life is perfect and life is good. So last week, somebody said, I love to anticipate what people are going to say. It's like, oh, today you looked, I said, in the flow? No, nervous. And I thought, I was. Yep, you're right. Last week was Easter. Anybody remember that? That was like last week, so that was Easter. Yeah, because there's a lot of, you know, it's one of those days where a lot of people come and kind of check us out, the CEOs, Christmas, Easter only people. So little pressure is on, and it's like, oh, I want to make sure everybody, I had so many notes. And it's like, which notes will I gather from? Because I want to say a little this, and a little this, and a little this, and a little that, and then I don't think I said really any of it. Here's what I know, and here's what I'm affirming today, is that you will hear exactly what you need to hear, whether I say it or not, because it's all inside of us. And I know that there is only love, and the intention of this service is love. And my job is to just give a lot of love on a Sunday morning. Come and give a lot of love and remind us of the divinity of who we are. Today's talk title is The Individual and the Universe, because we're all individualized expressions of that amazing creative experience that's happening in the universe. It's like we're part of that. As Rumi would say, we are not a drop of water in the ocean, but the ocean in a drop of water. We are spirit, individualized, which is very exciting. Ernest Holmes, the founder of this teaching, says this, which I absolutely love. One of the most fascinating things which you will ever learn is that the law which exists at the center of your being is creative. You use the same creativeness which brought you to the planets, or which brought the planets into being, which brought you into expression, and the same creativeness that produced everything. This law is the life and is the law of freedom, but you have used it as a law of bondage. He was just assuming that we use it as a law of bondage. And one of the things that I've been listening to several different authors. Anybody else have Audibles? I just love it. It's like, okay, I've got like 10 books downloaded, and so I can listen to them when I hop into my car, and whatever pops up, that's what I'm listening to. Or if you're like me, you have more than one book on your nightstand. Oh, which book will I choose tonight? What I found very interesting is that almost every book that I'm reading talks about how even back in the day, way back in the day, people still were not loving themselves and not loving the divinity of who they are and not understanding the divinity of who they are. And we are only blocked by our own mind. So putting those blocks and that bondage aside, knowing that we are here to express, to play, to be that creativeness. Great author once said, you do not get out of life what you want, you get out of life what you expect. So it's like, what are we expecting out of life? And part of that is having faith in what it is that we're wanting. So even way back in the day, people were having to work on their own self-esteem and understanding that who they are is the place where the infinite and the humanity and the divinity arrive. We're it. So we are spirit incarnated, and then we get to come out here and play in this wonderful space. And the only thing that limits us is our own self, and it's being transformed by renewing of our mind, which is one of the things that the resurrection is all about, is resurrecting new thoughts about who we are, that life is absolutely eternal, that we get to continue on even after we put this body down. We continue on, that life is good. And yet we're here on this earth in this human form for just a certain amount of time. So while we're here, why not come and have a good time? I was listening to an author that was talking about how even, well, it was Greg Braden who was talking about it. He said people will take better care of their pets and their children than they do of themselves. You know, if somebody's on a limited income, they will buy medication for their dog before they'll buy medication for themselves. And it's like, well, this is really silly. Why are we not taking care of ourselves and loving ourselves to the next level and the next level? And I was thinking about that, and it's like, oh, I remember. It's because we know the good, bad, and ugly of everything we've done, right? Everybody else is easy to love, but we know everything we've done. And that's where we get to put that back. As Emma Curtis Hopkins would say, rise up, O my soul, free my mind from yesterday. Let me love spirit, and loving spirit is loving myself. Regardless of what's happening, regardless of if I made a mistake, regardless of if I said something that I didn't mean to say, let me love myself. And let me make amends where I need to make amends or where I choose to, because if I have something inside of myself where I feel like I haven't made amends with somebody, let me do that. Let me love people with all of my heart. And as Jesus said, love thyself as you love your neighbor. Well, sometimes we love our neighbor no more. And sometimes we forget that there's only one. That they're just a creative expression of who I am. I've been reading this wonderful book called Conscious Leadership, and it's so fabulous. He keeps talking about, are you above the line or below the line? Above the line, you're having higher thoughts of everything, including yourself and what you're doing. And below the line is kind of negative thoughts, victim mentality. Where if something's happening, stay in the curiosity of it instead of saying, oh, I shouldn't have done that, or, oh, that was really bad that happened. Go to the curiosity. Huh, interesting that that person would make that comment. How does that reflect on me? Interesting that I would respond or react in that way. How does that reflect on me? Let me take that in. Let me see which truth is right for me. Because here's the thing in life is we all get to create our own idea of life. And there's a lot of really great ideas out there. And we get to choose. And this is the thing I love most about this philosophy is they didn't say park your brain at the door, come on in and believe what we believe, right? It's like, hey, come in with your mind. I'm going to tell you some philosophies that work. And then you decide, does that resonate for you? And if it doesn't, find a philosophy or find an idea that works well for you. And one of the great ideas in this teaching that I love, of course, is that our thoughts are things. We plant a thought, and that's what grows. Yet, many times we put a lot of weeds in there. Anybody else thrown weeds inside your thought processes? It's like, all right, let me put those weeds. Let me till up my garden, and let me put in all of the thoughts that are right and perfect for me. And let me have faith in those thoughts. Now, I go back and I think about how often I've used these principles about thoughts are things and how our thoughts are creating our reality. And when I was in second grade, we had this little book called My Book That Grows With Me. My sister had to do one. She was a year ahead of me, and she had to do one too. And we laugh and laugh when we compare our notes because inside the book, it says, what I'm most afraid of. And my sister put everything. What I'm most afraid is everything. And what I put is, what I'm most afraid of is nothing. I'm not afraid of anything. The place that I would most love to live, my sister put California. At that time, my best friend had just moved to Grand Island, Nebraska, and I put Grand Island, Nebraska. And then about 2 years later, we ended up living in Grand Island, Nebraska. I'm like, manifestation! And then, of course, my sister was one of the first ones to get out here to California, so manifestation for sure. But I look at things like that back in our history and things that we said and how they've manifested. I remember when I was a sophomore in high school, and that's when you buy your class ring, and they were saying, oh, here's all the class rings you could buy, and all the different things that you could put on there. And I thought, well, I don't want to get one until I can put a little cheerleader on there, because I want to be a cheerleader. So I didn't get a ring. But then a year later, we had moved, and I was a cheerleader. Yay! But it's like going from that idea, because faith, the difference between faith and just a thought is our faith is going to that knowing space. I'm going to that knowing space that everything is unfolding just as it should, just as it is right and perfect. And here's what my thought process is, and here's what I'm choosing for my life, and then going to the faith that it's showing up instead of going to all the spaces where we're blocking it. Oh, I hope. Faith is moving beyond hope and going to that knowing space. So I look at, even when I was a second grader, I went to that knowing space that I will live next to Jeannie Manning because I love her. And I will live next to her again. And then we moved to Grand Island, Nebraska, so I could live next to her. A lot of other things happened for that to happen, but it's like of all the places in the world, and that's where I wanted to live, and that's where we ended up going. So it's always interesting to me how when we're putting those things out there, like the universal boomerang, it brings them right back. And also knowing that the more we step into that faith, the easier it is for things to just flow, because then we can just remove everything else. It's like going to that knowing space. And if you've created a vision board or affirmations or done a treatment, it's like going from that space of let me just be saying words or looking at the pictures on the vision board, let me go to that space and just sink my emotion into that, that it's already here, it's already unfolding, that life is really good, and that Spirit is guiding and directing me the easiest, softest, gentlest way to get from here to there. The first clue is really getting clear on what it is that we want. Because many times, as Thoreau would say, most men are living, and I'm going to say men because that's how he says it, but that includes us all. Most men live lives of quiet desperation. That is not a good thought. Yet I think about that because so many times people are not being brave inside of themselves to step out of the comfort zone because the comfort zone is just so comfortable. And instead of throwing ourselves into that new place or into that different relationship or into that new job or into that something new, walking through doors that might be scary, we hold ourselves back. I once worked with a young lady at a clinic, and she stayed in the same place for 11 years and complained about it every single day. She's like, I hate my job. It's like, why don't you go get another one? Oh, I'd have to step out of my comfort zone, basically, is what she told me. I'd have to go out there. I'd have to do a resume. I'd have to do this and that. And it's like, life is meant to be enjoyed instead of complaining about it every single day. It's like, let's get out there and let's play the game of life. Get excited about stuff. And as long as we're here, there's always a purpose for us. So getting quiet inside of ourselves, and it's like, what is my purpose? What direction am I going? What do I want in my life? There is a place in us which lies open to the infinite. Ernest Holmes says this in the Science of Mind textbook. There is a place in us which lies open to the infinite, but when Spirit brings its gift by pouring itself through us, it can give to us only what we take. This is the mental equivalence. We pay for things in mental and spiritual coin. So it's like if we want more, we have to get a little bigger vision of ourselves, or maybe a great big vision of ourselves, and not hold back. It's like, let me put down anything else that doesn't serve me, any thoughts that are blocking my flow, and let me go to the faith of, yes, this is true for me, this is real for me. Does that mean live in your own little rose-colored world? Absolutely. That's what I would say. It's recorded that Jesus once said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Believe in more, expect more, believe in more, and the truth of limitation will set you free. You build up your faith by being reminded of the infinite possibilities that lie within you. So there's this wonderful new acronym that I have. It's called FIB. It's here. I'm like, again, too many notes. It's the field of infinite possibilities, the FIP, F-I-P, field of infinite possibilities. We live in that field of infinite possibilities, and the only thing blocking our flow, blocking the infinite possibilities, is our own thoughts about ourselves. So the charge that I would have for you this week is to see the divinity in who you are when you look in the mirror. Get excited about who you are. I know I've told this before, but it just tickles me so much. When I used to work in the with the youth up in Kansas City and then in San Jose, I had a little three-year-old boy that I was working with, and I brought a mirror out and I said, Colin, who is this? And he's like, oh, It's me! He just got so excited. Do you get excited when you see yourself? Sometimes. And sometimes we don't. So getting excited when we see ourselves, treating ourselves with love and tenderness. Because reading and listening to different authors talking about even way back in the day that people were still working on their self-esteem and seeing themselves as love, seeing themselves as divine incarnation, creative expression. And that's one of the biggest messages that Jesus came to say. Jesus had this wonderful self-esteem, and he learned this wonderful law that thoughts are things. And that if we see it, if we state it, we create it. And so he's out there doing a motivational talk, and then they're like, oh, yeah, this is giving people too much power. Because back in the day, you want to keep the people down. You don't want them to feel too good about themselves, so keeping them down. So really, the great example that Jesus was for each one of us is, you know, he wasn't, hey, I got this thing going on and nobody else does. It was like, all the things I do, you can do too. So let's do it. Let's be transformed by the renewing of our minds and get out of our own way. You know, sometimes we have things, it's like if you took your program and you put it right up in front of your face, they say you can't see the forest through the trees. And it's like sometimes it's this illness, or sometimes it's this job or this person or whatever it is that's just blocking, and that's the only thing we can see. But it's like if I gave myself a higher view and stepped out of the way of what's right there and saw everything, it's like I could see the whole forest. I could see the infinite possibilities, right? So it's like, what is blocking me? And when I used to do talks, I would do with national seminars, I would travel and talk. That's just what I would do. But I would do public seminars, basically, for corporate America. And one of the things that I used to always talk about is lift yourself up to another vibration. Because if you were seeing things from a bird's eye view rather than just being right down there in it, it's like we have to rise above the muck to be able to see everything else that's going on. Because when I'm right here in the muck, that's all I'm seeing. So how can I take it to a higher level and even see myself as a person going through life? What would I tell myself? If you were able to lift up and you were seeing things from an infinite possibilities, what would you tell yourself about you? Well, probably like most of your friends, you would say, oh my gosh, you are so awesome. You have these great talents, this amazing mind, this wonderful creativity. Go do it. Go for it. Don't let these other things hold you back. Sometimes you have to give yourself a pep talk from a different vantage point. So it's like step away from what's blocking right in front of you and lift it up to a higher level. And so seeing ourselves from that higher level and seeing ourselves in that infinite possibilities, with the field of infinite possibilities, it's like it's all right here. Then we get to remind ourselves that we do not get out of life what we want, we get what we expect. So where are my expectations? And if I want more, let me expect more, and let me go to that space of knowingness and faith. Sometimes I'm thinking people have more faith in the traffic. You know, we have faith in Amazon. I push my, you know, put my order in, and I have faith that it's showing up. But sometimes we're not having enough faith in ourselves. So let me have faith in myself that all is well. Ernest Holmes says this in this wonderful book called The Hidden Power of the Bible. He says, in studying the Bible, we should remember that it is written by men, men with minds like ours. It is an attempt to set down their thoughts about God, man and creation, and the relationship between the visible and the invisible. We shall approach our study with the idea in mind that we are working with a philosophy of life which deals with man's relationship to spirit. So we're dealing with a philosophy, a law of life, just like the law of gravity. And I can try and prove that the law doesn't work by saying gravity doesn't work. This law, oh, if I drop that, it's going to fall. So all I did was really prove that the law works. Ernest Holmes says in The Science of Mind, hence, by believing You set a certain law in motion. And if you say, oh, I don't believe in this, then basically you've proved that your thoughts are things. And basically that it is done unto you as you believe. So if I believe it isn't working, then it doesn't work by not working. If I believe it's working, then it happens. It works. So it really all comes down to our own self. What do I believe? And if I'm paying for things in mental and spiritual coin, which basically means getting a, what I'm picturing is, you know, a little cartoon with a little bubble up there. It's like, here's our little bubble brains, that, not that we're bubble brains, but our little bubbles above our own mind that's saying, yes, I love myself. No, I don't. I did all this, this, and this. If we can put those aside and get really clear about, here's what I'm creating in life. Here's what my purpose is. Here's what my mission is. Here's what I choose for life. And then just keep that on every part of our mind and have faith that we're just moving in that direction. It's one of those things that if I put that down and then say, see, it didn't work, well, maybe I just didn't give enough time. It's just like planting a seed and then trying to, look, it didn't grow. Well, I didn't give it enough time. Give it enough time, love, sunlight, and water. It'll definitely grow. So this week, the charge is to see yourself in the highest light. When you look in the mirror, oh, it's me! Get excited. So let's take that into our heart of hearts. And let's close our eyes to any distractions as we go inside, knowing that this is absolutely the best day ever. That as we move to that place of seeing ourselves in a higher light, knowing that there is one mind, one power, one infinite intelligence, knowing that this wonderful field of infinite possibilities lays right inside of us. We are the place where humanity and divinity show up. That's who we are. Humanity, divinity, all one. The same amazing power that created the stars and the planets created us and flows in as and through each one of us. We are the ocean in an individualized expression. As we go to that space of knowing, the infinite possibilities are flowing right where we are. The spirit is right where we are. As we just say yes, yes, yes to life, to the beauty, to the divinity of the I am that we are beautifully and brilliantly. As I speak my word and claim for each and every person that something wonderful is happening, regardless of any appearances of anything else, we just move that out of the way, knowing that life is eternal, that life is good, that we're here to play full out. And then move on with ease, with grace, with love, with divinity. That we allow that creative expression to flow, removing any blocks, any barriers. When spirit is guiding and directing us, that wonderful space inside that just knows that it knows that it knows that it knows the right and perfect steps to take each and every day. That we just listen, we follow that in the quietness of our own space. As we breathe in the fullness of life, knowing that that which breathes us flows through us easily, eloquently, beautifully. As we step into the space of gratitude, I am so grateful for beautiful expressions of love always in front of me. Beautiful expression of love flowing through every cell in my body, knowing that there is health, there is harmony, there is prosperity, and any blocks to any of that, we just release. Knowing that this wonderful, exciting unfoldment of life is happening right where we are. And in gratitude, I just release my word into the universal action of the law, knowing that my word is never returned void, as we anchor this in together by saying, and so it is. So it is.